Welcome back to Dog Pound Report. The Browns recently hosted one of their biggest fundraisers of the year, the annual golf outing. Let's take a look at the great day.
Thanks for being here.
Of
yeah,
course,
really appreciate it.
10 a.m., we're going to play a little shotgun start golf.
We're out here for the 16th annual Cleveland Browns Foundation Golf Tournament. This is our longest standing fundraiser for the foundation. And to date, we've raised over $2.6 million from this event. And so this event, in addition to our Radiothon and our 50-50 raffle, really serve as our three main revenue sources for the funding that goes back into the community. And so through events like this, we've been able to increase our grant giving by about 170% in the last year. We're very happy this year for the tournament. We have 28 of our partners, of our stakeholders that are joining us. They'll be accompanied by a Browns player or celebrity. They really have a lot of fun out here. They get a little bit competitive, but they have a ton of fun. It's a great way for us to connect them to our work and the work that they help support that we do in the community. We're very proud to have Zenith Systems as our title partner.
Zenith Systems is a commercial electrical and systems integration contractor located in Cleveland. And we've been a longtime partner for the Cleveland Browns. And it's really important for us to be here as a good partner of the organization and take part in this the foundation, which is for a great cause. We were really lucky today to find out we're golfing with Jim Brown, and I don't know what to say. I mean, golfing with a legend is a tremendous opportunity, and we're lucky, and Jim's great, and it's been a spectacular morning so far. And the weather cleared up, so we couldn't ask for anything more.
There it is.
Oh, wait, you got the members bounce.
Oh!
Big number at that.
I think it's truly important to have a real foundation attached to Cleveland Browns. We can do so much in the community, and if you have an organized foundation led by people like Dee Haslam and Renee, you can do so much good. I feel like the golf tournament's our signature event for the foundation because we get so many players, so many coaches, our corporate partners, and it's a way for everyone to have a great day, have fun, the organization has fun, but at the same time, we're contributing right back to the community.
Really was a great day. I think you went through every season while we were out there, though, didn't you? We had a little bit of rain, then we got some sun, but it was a lot of fun.
It was a ton of fun. I had a good time out there tearing it up at Barrington. We got to go with you on number one, where you were the celebrity driver. But you also came out with us, and from 70 yards, hit one to about 5 feet so we can make a birdie. So
I did. You. I will have to say that my celebrity long drive, it was either feast or famine, you know, based on how I hit it. But more so than anything, guys, it was an excellent event. The one thing that I've never been a part of any organization that I played at, was an event like that with that much player interaction, that much player involvement. And I think that just goes to show what Dee Haslam, Alex Shiner, and the Haslam family in general have really implemented into this culture of the Cleveland Browns, which is the Browns Give 10. And it's a countrywide, should be a countrywide phenomenon, but it starts with the Cleveland Browns, and they're setting an example, and the players back it up with their participation.
Yeah, you get a great day of golf. You get the players out there, an unbelievable silent auction, then a live auction with once-in-a-lifetime experiences, and the bidding at that live auction got completely out of control on the Super Bowl package, and it was just a lot of fun. A lot of money was raised for a great cause supporting education in Northeast Ohio.
Did you get to play at all or no?
I stayed on number one. I hit my long drive, and when I had an opportunity,
Played with us, man. Come on.
I got to play a shot in and made them a birdie.
So I had to do radio and you guys got to play. I love that.
Yeah,
that works.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's talk a little bit more about what the players went through on this great day, and we had a chance to mic some of them up.
Hey, y'all can't laugh at me. Best shot all day. And when you're under pressure, you got to get it done.
So you see the orange glove, Dog Pound?
Yeah, they called me yesterday to go to the Masters, but I had practice, so couldn't do it. Good stroke. Hole in one. Gotcha. That's where it all counts. 14 inches. Defense gets a stop. That'll work. That's cool.
Do you only golf in this every year, or do you go out?
This is my first time.
First time ever golfing?
Mm-hmm.
Ever swinging a golf ball?
Ever.
Wow.
Is it 144? Where? We're here? Over here? Oh, you should use this one?
The lower the number, the further you go.
Oh, okay. I don't need a tee, do I?
No, you don't need a tee.
Oops. Hit it off. No tee with this one. I don't know why I can't hit with these for some reason. Yeah, that's the best one.
After that party.
That's the best one.
I got to tell you what, I give the crew a lot of credit. Most improved on the day. It's not easy. First time out there, you got people around you watching you. You got a lot of pressure.
Golf is a hard game. He's like, man, just give me the football and let me run to the end zone. Don't make me hit this ball.
And I don't think he necessarily had to explain that he's never played golf or swung a club just simply based on his attire.
Wow. He looked good, though, right?
He looked great, but just not on a golf course.
Yeah, but
you know, he got out there. You know what was impressive is the fact that he realized that he needed to shorten his swing even to make contact. He pulled a hybrid, and I'm not quite sure what a 144 is, but I got to give him a lot of credit, and he stood tough.
He did.
He dressed like he was going to the nine, not playing
That's
nine.
Right. All right, Matt, thank you very much.
You got it.
I don't know that I want to play golf with you, though. Maybe
he can play,
soon.
Man, absolutely.
All right, hang on. Make sure you can listen to him throughout the week with Nathan on Cleveland Browns Daily. And thanks again for joining us.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, good stuff. We're going to be right back.
Stay tuned for your opportunity to score four free tickets to the Browns' first ever Fan Fest and win your chance to meet the greatest of all time, Jim Brown, Paul Warfield, and Lockdown Joe Hayden, plus many, many more.